All right, welcome to Queers and Beers, Volume 3. this is Rock, and I'm going to introduce you to Ben right now, the only guy I know that's shallower than I am.
Yeah, I'm pretty shallow. That's all I got to say about that topic.
Oh, really?
I own up to it.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't dated in like a year.
So, as you know, we have a beer of the month every month.
We do.
It's starting out boring.
Yeah, I know.
What's our beer this month?
It's the Kennebunkport IPA from the Kennebunkport Brewing Company. It's all right. I wouldn't say it doesn't blow me away, but it, you know, $5.99 a six pack. You can't ask for too much, can you?
Yeah, it has a kind of sweet taste to it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's got. I'd say it's almost like a little bit of a grape flavor, like a very undertone of it.
Well, that's because it looks like it has a purple label.
Yeah, I know.
You kind of think grape.
I'm not. Yeah, I think it's more than just mind over matter in that case. I don't think it's psychosomatic. I think really it's some kind of fruity flavor underneath there, some kind of a berry or grape. You know, it's very subtle, but there is there. It's not quite as sweet as say a Bock might be, which I find to be a very sweet kind of darker beer. You know, Steiner Bock, I find it kind of sweet.
Well, it's not a real sweet flavor.
No, it's not. Most people would think it's actually kind of bitter, because, you know, I like
bitter. What would you rate it?
You know, out of 10, I'm going to give this, like, a solid 6.
Really?
Maybe a 5. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I'll think of a 5.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
a
not,
5.5. We'll settle on 5.
It's not very nuanced. It basically is, like, standard kind of your IPA. You know, kind of like, you know, bland flavor that way. I like IPAs, but it's not very exciting IPA.
Yeah.
And it has a kind of sweet thing to it. That's all you get.
Yeah. Well, have you listened to our podcast of yesteryear?
I listened to the first one. I made my way through the first one. I did not get to the second one. I just didn't have the courage to.
You made it through the first one? That was a hard podcast.
It was on the background while I was doing some research on my computer. So.
Oh, God. That one was bad. I remember. But last month, I didn't think it was too bad.
That's
I thought
good.
It was kind of humorous.
If I didn't listen to it.
It was funny.
Good.
We talked a little shit.
Always fuck shit. You have no friends.
I learned a few things.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything from listening?
I didn't listen to it, so I didn't learn anything.
Okay, well, the first thing I learned is that I'm a queenie bitch.
Oh, well, I've told that many times. You don't listen.
I know. Well, I mean, I knew I was, like, gay. I knew I didn't hide my gayness.
No.
I just didn't realize I was just... A princess.
You are a princess, Fry.
I might as well just put a list up on there on the shelf or whatever.
Might as well put it on there, honey. There is already on there. Yeah, seriously.
Right.
So you can add to it.
You know we're also super shallow?
We are super shallow. We really are. I just like to try to act like I'm a deep person. And maybe I am in some levels, but when it comes to physical attraction...
Yeah. Well, I mean, on this podcast, we are shallow.
Oh, really?
I don't think
we
talk about anything...
Beyond, like, looks, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's just... I'm a shallow person. I guess I'm trying to explain it away, but it's just, you know, it's
we can't
it.
Do anything about
own
it.
It. You know what? That's who I am, people. I'm sorry.
And
a shallow, empty soul.
I noticed that as the podcast goes on and we get to like beer 3 and 4, that I cuss a lot.
Oh, do I? Or do
no, I do.
Okay.
I know. I'm like fucking. When I quit thinking of words that I can say instead of fucking, I say it a lot.
I just
I'm like, Lord.
That speaks to perhaps expanding your vocabulary.
I'll be like, I don't know how I have any friends.
Well,
really.
You know, fucking how many
means. After listening to that, I was like, how do my friends put up with me?
We drink a lot more than you do. If I'm always at least one beer ahead of you.
Right?
Mm.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's right, I have to be.
But speaking of last month, this month,
mm-hmm.
Anything interesting? You had an interview somewhere, right?
I did have an interview. I had a phone interview. So, a little on the side here, folks. I'm trying to develop my skills as a software developer. A little late in the game at it. I'm more an IT, standard IT, you know, kind of playing whatever. And so, I've been learning, like, web development stuff, which is different than normal programming. I'll say that. I'll leave it at that. And so, I applied to a job that kind of has both of them, but it puts the one I'm better at, or more knowledgeable in at least, which is called PHP. As more and the ad was more prominently featured, and it had Java too. I'm like, well, I know some Java. I've been exposed to it.
Right.
So I get the interview, and the guy, like, first thing he says to me is, well, I really liked your resume because you had Java on there, and you're looking to code Java. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, well, I better hang up right now. By the end of the interview, but, like, you know, obviously I got one. And I actually nailed the interview pretty well for you know, blowing smoke up his ass the entire time. And
tell him who you are.
That I'm Ben Smurfy.
Yeah. You know, Queers and Beers fame.
You know, I put that on my resume, actually.
All right.
I'm getting calls now.
Yeah.
Well, basically,
we have
11 listeners. He heard my voice. He heard, I know. And one in Canada. I don't understand that, but I love it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that long story short, like, I'm like, this really is not for me. Like, I'm not knowledgeable. I'd love to have this job. I might not love it, but that would be cool. But, and at the end of the interview, he asked me to follow up with some answers to some technical questions, followed by sending in a sample of my of a sample code in Java, mind you, that I am personally proud of, that I have on hand somewhere, just sitting around. And that's when I just kind of laughed at myself and didn't ever reply to him.
You never replied?
Well, I did reply about a week later, well, 5 days later, and I said, I told him I found another job. Because I didn't even bother taking time to find his question.
I stuck with my current job.
Yeah.
I don't have anything that you...
It was pretty funny, because like, I thought I was like, well, how long can I go
like
on?
Telling your teacher, turn in the project tomorrow, and you haven't even started it.
I'm like, I'm sick tomorrow.
God damn it!
Happened a lot to me.
Well, I went out with a couple friends.
Yeah.
It was one night, and we started out at Three Legged Cowboy. And that was not that interesting.
Was it
rather boring?
Was
nobody cute that week.
That
no,
week?
I went last week. There was like a couple cuties there.
I think you did taste nice.
That was kind of cool. Yeah, but whatever. It's a little bit cute.
Yeah.
But so we ventured from Three Legged Cowboy to Mix. And we were chilling at Mix. And as soon as we walk in, I noticed this dude that, like, swear to God, looks like he's my grandpa's age. Dancing up on the box like a go-go boy, not like, and seriously trying to do it, not just joking around up there or whatever, just seriously trying to like dance and be hot. I'm like, what the hell is going on, right? No, 60 is my parents' age. I'm talking about like 75.
Whoa, man.
Still
I did it back during the Korean War. I'm doing it again.
I'm like, what has Rock Jackson looped to? But then there's also this guy on just like the general dance floor, and you can totally tell he's tweaking out, like just total tweak.
Really? At Mix?
Oh my god, no, but like worse than everybody else.
Oh,
is what I'm saying. Like when someone's so noticeably, and
that's
of course
like,
he's like by himself and just like fucked out of his gourd. So crazy. Like, he's the guy,
he like
do you remember on Queer as Folk when Ted got fucked because he was so tweaked out?
Yeah, the mess episode.
Like, that's what I felt like was going to happen to this boy at the end of that
and
night.
Wasn't a doctor.
And I'm like, no. Well, no. Ted wasn't a doctor either.
No, it's Ted's connection with the doctor.
So this guy, like, as he's dancing, you know how, like, in, like, some porns are, like, where for stripteases, you don't go to Swing and Richards at all, but...
I've been a few times.
Yeah. But you know how they start to pull down their pants and they try to do it, like, just to the base of their cock?
Yeah. Ooh,
so you can
kind of
see a little bit. He was trying to do that and was failing horribly.
He, like,
it was not sexy at all.
Not low enough? Or was it just weird?
It was just weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, oh, no, it was weird. So then he proceeds to, like... see me, and I'm still with all my friends. It's not like I'm sitting there by myself or anything. I'm still with fucking four other people. And he comes up and tries to hit on me, and I'm like, dude, you are fucked. And this is literally what I said to him.
Tell you.
So then he was like, well, make out with me, and I was like, no. So then he left me and proceeded to wander around the dance floor and hit on anybody that would look
but
at
you
me.
But you were his first choice, obviously.
I guess so.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I don't know
choice.
What he was like before I got there. So,
that's a fair point.
I could have just been the new kid.
Could have been the guy who's up in the go-go dancer.
Right. It could have been. Mm. You never know. But, like, literally, he went to everybody on the dance floor that would look at him and tried to hit on him. I was like, good God.
And did he succeed?
That makes me... No, he did not succeed. We'll continue the story, though.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm saying you'll find out what happens once he did not succeed.
Mm.
So, it's a few, like, maybe 20 minutes later... We're actually standing there about ready to go. I think we're finishing up our beers. And he comes up and stands, like, right there in our group, like, looking at us. We're all, like, in a circle or whatever. And we're like, what are you doing? He didn't do anything. So then he...
He's, like, coming down.
Yeah. He was just looking at us, didn't say anything. And we, like... So then he bit me. Just bit me out of the blue. I'm like, what the fuck? fuck. And that's like, this is where I hate my personality. I should have. He didn't break skin, though.
So okay, that's cool.
And I think I was wearing, like, a sweatshirt or something, so it was, like, kind of doubly protected.
But you were off an outfit. Yeah,
but, yeah, and I didn't turn into a werewolf the next night, so I think I'm pretty good.
That we know of.
Who knows? But I'm just like, what the hell? And this is where my personality is. I should have just, like, punched him in the head.
Yeah.
But, no, I just walked away.
You're the big man about it.
I guess so. I was a better person. You never know what a tweaker can do.
Tweakers would freak me out. If there's a guy at Blake's, you know, who you see basically every time you go there, which is just like any random night, I still see the same tweaked out dude. He's like blonde hair and like just is always tweaked out, like dancing like crazy all by himself, like with a fake partner in his head. And
oh, I know who you're talking about. Are you talking about the black guy?
No.
Who are you talking about?
It's just like this like pale white guy. He's like 35 and like always like tweaked out. I mean, I don't know how old he is. Probably like 28. Yeah. You know, he's like totally like tweaked out all the time. Yeah, and like he just always like dancing like crazy by himself, like really intricately. Like he's like doing like Tai Chi and shit. And he like walked up to me like one time. And I was like, ugh, like trying to get away, but it was so crowded. It was just like it was disgusting for like 5 minutes. I was like, I couldn't get away.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Yeah, the bad experience.
Well, we went out a few nights ago, mm-hmm. and do you remember who we saw as we were leaving Burkhart?
Mm. Oh my god, yeah.
You had
my
ass was clenched
right then.
Right?
Yeah, this was the guy.
Was he looking at you like he still wanted to eat you out?
He wanted some of that. He wanted some of that. He was still hungry for that. His tongue came out. That's how I felt. Like a snake. Oh my lord.
Have mercy.
I heard him mention him earlier because
well, that is actually like that.
I know. Well, I don't mind it. It's just the way you say it. And I've
yeah,
always turned him down pretty harshly like 5 times in the same night. And you're still just going after me like hardcore. And then like the boot, he goes, let's just make out here in the car in my car while I'm dropping off. I'm like, dude, I just shot you down like horribly. With a
how did he get in your car?
That was a bad call on my part, I agree. No, you're supposed to meet at the club, and then, like, he's like, well, why would you...
I thought you met him at the club, like, literally
no,
met him at the club.
No, I was talking
you would talk to him online.
On MySpace.
Okay,
like,
I get
before, like, I had, like, Facebook, really. It's that long ago, it's been.
You were online, though.
Well, yeah.
Get.com, watch out.
No, I'm way past get.com. I'm in Manhattan nonstop.
They don't have anybody cute on there.
No, they don't. They used to.
You know who? Adam for Adam has some decent guys sometimes.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like,
I haven't been on what the fuck is D-List?
Oh, that's like those are cute guys for like 18, 19, and like 20
yeah.
easily. That's why they're cute. Because then they get older and like they age.
You're like, oh shit.
And like, I mean, there's some cuties who are like our age and shit, but like, obviously there aren't.
Right.
Like,
Yeah, well, we try to do a event, like a gay event that's
yeah,
kind of odd, a little different from going out every month.
Some different.
You didn't make it to this month.
Did not make it this month's RuPaul thing.
It's February.
Yeah.
Yeah, so RuPaul came to town to sign her book, and her book was, I mean, it's a super easy read. You can read it in an hour. Pretty much. Like,
yeah.
Super easy read. It's kind of it has a little couple of humorous things, a couple of good points in a little bit. You know. I can't even rate it.
Say why I didn't go.
Because you had to buy the book.
Exactly.
I mean, I bought the book, but, I mean, so, well, I'll tell you the story of my going. So
yeah,
I went, and this was on a freezing day. Luckily, it didn't snow that day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was freezing. It was literally, like, 29, 28 degrees out, and it was at night. And so I get there, and my number was 107, and they only let numbers 1 through 100 in the door, like, beforehand, and then you had to wait in line, and then they let you in little by little once 1 through, like, 100 had started going through.
Yeah.
So I had to stand out in the cold for literally, like, an hour.
You were
and I was
dedicated.
I was like, Ben would never do this.
No.
You would have been bitching the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You probably would have made us leave. I already
yeah.
know how you are. And I would have been so pissed off at you at that point.
Yeah, that's like, what happens. That's why I didn't go.
It's office.
I didn't go for you, Matthew.
You didn't go for me?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I don't think you're dedicated. I think your dedication is off from this podcast. Not to RuPaul, but just this podcast.
No, you're right.
But we complain a lot about the drag queens here in Atlanta. But RuPaul does have a show on called Drag Race, and you know, in this season, two girls from Atlanta were on it.
Craziness.
I know. So we need to kind of get our shit together. We're probably bad drag
reviewers. Drag reviewers. I hate it all. Actually, I really hate it all.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I'm just not. I don't celebrate most a lot of gay culture, as you well know. I'm not very gay.
I don't know
that
why
way.
I got you to do this podcast.
No, exactly. I'm a bad
guy. I love gay culture. Why don't you ask the yin to the yang thing?
Exactly.
I love gay culture.
I don't hate it. I just don't like it.
Just don't like it. You don't participate in any of it.
I deal.
You go to the bar, but that's only because that's the only way you're going to get nookie.
Yeah, I ain't getting nookie. I just get drunk.
Yeah. So I waited, and then they let us inside after, like, 1 through 50 had already gotten their book signed. And she didn't do any reading from the book. She made, like, a couple comments when she first got in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she was not in drag. That was my major disappointment.
Was it confusing?
No, it was not confusing because I've seen him out of drag before.
It's so funny.
But RuPaul, yeah. Like, if you see RuPaul's Drag Race, he's in most of the show, he's out of drag.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, only when he's doing the judging, you know, like Tyra Banks from whatever America's Next Top Model.
Okay.
That's when he's, like, done up in drag. That's only.
I see.
But for this book review, he came just as himself. And I was a little disappointed because I've never seen him in person in drag. And I was like, that would have been super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But he made a couple comments, and then he tried to rush everybody through. Not rush, but kind of get it started.
I gotta get going.
Because he actually felt bad for us outside. It was heartwarming.
It must have been.
So then I got inside, and it was still like another 45 minutes inside outright before I got to go up and meet RuPaul. I got to shake hands.
Oh my god, how was
that? And I totally came unprepared because I didn't take a camera. I brought like the book. I didn't have anything prepared to say. No shit. I was just like, thanks for coming, blah, 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 and you know, yada yada. It was so weird.
Maybe if you were a bit more dedicated.
I know. I should have been prepared. I can't believe I wasn't prepared. It was horrible.
I was so
embarrassed. I didn't know what to do. Oh, as I was waiting in line, though,
to Rock Jackson?
What?
Did you want to sign it to Rock Jackson?
I didn't. I just did Matthew. Or I did my real name.
And I not I did not go on.
And damn, now you got me sidetracked.
Give you like half
a beer. I thought we were actually talking here.
Give you half a beer and look what happens.
God damn, I'm such a lightweight. I'm a cheap date, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord.
An easy date.
And I mean,
too.
You actually don't even have to buy me alcohol. You're going
to
get laid.
Yeah.
Just fair. Just say like one nice thing to me and I'll suck
nice
it
shirt!
In.
I like, no, the
Ooh,
best
I like
line.
Your shirt. Oh, yes, I forgot about
that's
that.
That's our best line, folks. If you're wearing a good line and you're kind of nervous or shy and it's not really good, like, hitting on guys like us, especially me.
Yeah.
You just go to them, hey, I like your shirt. And that's, like, the easiest in the world.
It's like, yeah, because you can automatically tell, like, if they're not into you, they're going to be like, ah, thanks, and continue walking along.
Yeah.
And if they do think you're cute or if they're like, oh, okay.
Interested maybe.
They'll stop and, like, then you can kind of be like, you can come up with some other question beyond that. Or like where'd you get it? Or
yeah.
Some shit like that. Like
how can I get it off?
Yeah, you know, wherever you want to go with the conversation at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me in the bathroom in 3 minutes.
You make the call.
Something, yeah. You know, but it's up to you. And then you, like, kind of look a little butch or whatever because you made the first move. Butch, but aggressive, I guess.
Hyena.
And that's what I've actually learned at bars is that people hate making the first move.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
I mean, because everybody wants to feel wanted. So, like, oh, if you're wanted, you're going to get people that hit on you. Or
yeah.
Not. But then that leaves open doors for old men all over the place. And it's horrid.
It is annoying.
But, yeah, back to RuPaul. She was super gracious.
Okay.
I liked her. She'd be my best friend.
Right.
Not really, but yeah, that was all I really had to say about RuPaul.
Cool.
Well, I mean, I'm a big...
No one cares!
It's been 10 minutes. We're still on RuPaul. I don't get it.
I don't know what's happening. We talked about that. I can't wait till Javon... When Javon comes... When, yeah, whatever.
When JJ...
We'll play Javon. JJ. Ooh, that could be a good name for him. When JJ comes to town, he's totally doing the podcast with us.
Oh, yeah. So you'll think he's wasted, but he is stone cold sober.
He's always sober. I don't know if he's ever come to town again.
No, he's not coming to town again. So I was going to ask him, like, he's coming to town again? I was like, surprised.
You're like, oh my god.
I thought there was a falling out there.
Well, no, well, there was, but, so we talk lightly now. But,
he's fucked up.
Yeah, he's very unreliable.
Him and his, like, ugly, annoying boy toy from Athens.
What's the thing? Justin. I love the Miller Lite. Now, what we got? What the fuck did we get a picture of?
Sierra Nevada. So, folks, I mean, I'm a little bit of a beer snob, okay?
But Sierra Nevada isn't that great. I mean, like, it's not like that super price. It's not that, like.
No, it's like pretty Miller Lite. I got it from all of it. It's a shame.
Yeah, it's not super, like, taste wise.
Right in the middle, yeah. And, like, this Bubba from Athens, he's like, such a Bubba. Who,
he won the lottery.
He won the lottery with, like, 18 other people.
And we're not talking about Powerball.
No, we're not. Fantasy Five, maybe, something like that.
I don't know.
He bought a washer dryer,
like
maybe.
$100. Yeah. I don't know what he bought.
But
maybe
anyway.
The down payment on that nice truck he had.
I don't know. I didn't see his truck. I saw maybe his underwear.
Oh, God.
Anyways, this is a short story here, folks. This is one we always bring up a lot, so it might come up later on. This fella, he joined us for dinner one night, and I chose a beer because I'm having the beer stop at night. And I got one I thought was kind of middle of the road that everyone could like. So you're about a pale ale, which is like pretty, like, you know, decent, but not crazy. And it was just too much for this boy. Like, he had one sip and he was just like not having it. So what does he do? He orders a pitcher of Miller Lite for just himself. Did he even get a glass? I swear he got a glass. Okay.
Yeah.
But he's got this pitcher of Miller Lite, which is like shit beer, right in front of him, and just like guzzled that sucker down.
Yeah.
Like it's water, so it's not hard.
Funny. I used to do that when I was younger, though. We had,
I had two when I was, like, 18.
No, I literally, but I was even worse. So, yeah, but when I was 21, right after I was 21, there was a bar in my hometown, Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they have on, I forget if it was Monday night? I don't know. It wasn't penny night, but, they had things, and even on Saturday, I think I did it even on a regular night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, half pitchers. So, like, the smaller pitchers for, like, $3 or something like that.
I would do that.
So, that's still, like, 2.5 things. No, but I wouldn't get a glass. I would just stick the straw in.
Well, yeah, that's just big time in it, basically. I mean, you're just big time in it. And I would do that, too.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I would do it in a big picture, just be comical about it. But at the same time, this dude just being, like, Bubba about it. Like, he was just, like, not having, like, the decent beer. He had to get his Miller Lite piece of shit.
He had to get Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
I was like,
ugh.
I guess you want some water. Anyways.
Oh, no. They have, well, Bud Light has one. I forget what it's called.
The
like Budweiser. No, Budweiser, like, 55 or whatever. Has 55 calories. It is 4% alcohol. It tastes like, it's less tasteless, or less tasteful than Bud Light. So,
Literally
tastes like you're drinking water.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it has the slight tint. It's like you poured you a glass of water and maybe put like a tablespoon of beer in your water.
And, like,
it was so crazy. And
like, it's like country club dude, it's like sucking it down now. It's like friends in the golf course. Just thinking he's such a man.
Yeah, and right. Oh yeah, I'm losing weight, but you're never getting drunk. That's what
shit. What's the fucking point? That's the fucking water.
So, I think we have a Hollywood update. It's not really Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Jersey Shore update, but specifically Snooki.
Pauly D.
Because no one else is worthwhile except for Snooki.
No, Pauly D's nothing.
Who cares about damn Pauly D?
Exactly. I'm saying
the only two that are worth watching at all is Situation and Snooki.
Mm-hmm.
And Situation, I don't know. He's just annoying. Snooki is the least comical.
Snooki is
comical. But, so, you have something. Where did she show up?
So, Snooki, last week, I think it was, I saw in the news, she showed up, for whatever reason, at James Madison University. I guess they cost her 10
paid,
grand.
I know, that's what I'm saying. She got paid
I
10
guess
grand, though, didn't she?
I hope the alumni are raising hell about that, but whatever. So, she came for an appearance for something there, I'm not sure what. And I guess somebody at the university or somebody started a Facebook page for the visit, for Snooki's visit, you know?
Right.
Started out as like a positive thing, like getting excited about her visit, Well, it turned into kind of negative when it was peppered with, I'm sorry, deluged with racial slurs and people saying that they would wish that they could hit her too. And so it made for a very awkward visit, I think, for her to Dame Madison University.
What was the last update you did? Oh, was it Fuck You Philly or
something?
That
was pretty, that was the best one so far when she was in Philly.
Hilarious.
And she shut off the camera. And the news lady freaked out and covered her hand up.
Yeah.
And she goes, Philly, Philly. And they were booing her.
Lord.
I mean, if the snook...
How did you boo Snooki, though?
I don't know. If the snook came to the ATL, we are there. At an event, I cannot pass it. I don't care what night.
Well, she's the only Italian person here. I don't think I've seen a Guido in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I need to hang out at the gym. Get a juice head.
Get gorillas.
Gorillas, man.
Let's get y'all hold up.
Well, I have a Snooki update, too. So I was listening to the radio the other day, and they told me all about Snooki.
Mm.
And she is getting her own doll, like Barbie and like all that kind of shit.
Who's making it?
I can't remember the company, but she is getting her own doll. That's how big she is now.
That is cracking me up.
Now, she's the only one from Jersey Shore getting one, but...
She's like making a career out of just being like Guido White trash.
Well, you know she's
it.
Gonna be the one. They'll probably get another season of Jersey Shore,
yeah,
like season
one more,
two.
One more,
but then after that, you know, it's gonna be like Snooki of Love, or you know,
just like
Snooki
the
goes
Laguna
to Hollywood
Beach,
or some shit.
Like that, but it'll just be her this time.
Yeah. Or it'll probably Snooki. Be like a dating show where she's trying to find. You know, it'll switch over to VH1.
I can see like Snooki trying to make it big in Hollywood. Being funny because she'd be such a fucking like paparazzi whore,
right.
And be like wasted all the time.
She could hang
like,
out with Lindsay all the time.
Yeah, like make a date.
Holler.
No, Lindsay likes
we're gonna have a really short podcast this week.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Lindsay likes some kind of manly. I remember seeing Lindsay's girlfriend was like, oh, that's kind of a cute little. Oh, never mind.
She wasn't cute.
Well,
she
mean,
was also 40.
Well, she looked. She
is
some,
old.
She is old. No, that's what I say. When I look at it closer. And realize it's Chris Ronson. There, whatever.
Samantha Ronson.
Whatever. He's too much freaking together to have the DJ. Like her art.
Art.
Yeah.
Our teeth.
The ones and twos. The ones and twos. Anyways, and well, it's like being at Pride, you know, when the Indigo girls play, and you're like, oh, what are all these little 13-year-old boys doing here? And they're like, oh, wait.
They're
girls.
All 30-year-old lesbians.
Yeah.
I love lesbians, though.
I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just saying, like...
I know.
Mistaken for 13-year-old boys sometimes. I mean, it's a great thing for me.
Time.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
I'm hit on them, too. And when I look around, I don't want your parents in the sight. I don't get it.
You're like, what the hell? What's going on?
It's fucking open season right now. It's like, wide open.
You look kind of like a lesbian, though.
I do?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. I love lesbians.
I'm surprised you don't get hit on back.
I might.
Are we going to, what is there something, is the Lilith Fair coming back this
year? I don't know, that lesbian thing?
There's something,
like
yeah.
The Lilith from Cheers?
No, bitch.
I don't know.
She wasn't a lesbian either.
She's kind of butch, though.
She was butch on the show. She's
yes.
Actually very,
No, I know.
Womanly in real life.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those shows where, like, all the lesbian singers come out and sing lesbian songs, and all the lesbians go to it.
I don't know it. Sorry, I'm not very gay cultured.
I know, and obviously I don't know the name of it.
No, but you know what we are going to go to, maybe? It's an outside chance, folks. If you can maybe donate most of that, which is a joke. But we might cough
up... Do we even have a thing set up for them to donate?
No, we don't. If you can just send money to my PayPal account, care of, you know,
Right.
This is for... So anyways, we are having here in Atlanta one of the biggest... furry conventions in the
Brandon,
nation.
One of the biggest. Not the biggest.
No, I said
one of
the biggest. One of the biggest. Did I say one of the biggest or the biggest?
No, you said one of the biggest.
Thank you.
But I was just making sure that you heard that it's not the biggest.
No. You got to go to Vegas if you're that kind of shit.
I'm sure.
I mean, you know, I mean, like, first would you stand out there?
A professional baseball game? I don't know.
Anyways. But, yeah, and, like... The problem with it is, like, last year we almost went as, like, bystanders to go and watch them. But you know what? They actually have a slur for people who are not furries. Like, it is now. They actually have a name.
Yeah. I mean, I think I can handle it because...
No, I can handle it.
I'm sure we take away interesting things, but it's $45.
Exactly. That's the
it's
problem.
It's a lot to just go and, like, gawk at these people, which I'm sure is the point of them making it that much. if you're going to go, they want you to be into it or whatever.
Yeah, but we're in recession.
But we are in a recession.
Gas is expensive.
I don't know. Maybe that can be your solo thing. RuPaul was mine.
That ain't the fucking same, bitch. That ain't the fucking same.
Yes, it is. I had to go stand in the cold. I had to talk to MAC makeup artists.
Are they really queenie?
Yeah. They were worse than me.
Wow. No, right? There was, I met one. I remember, like, I was in a store that was one, and I thought it was a chick, and it was a guy. I'm like, whoa.
I was like, oh my god, they were horrible.
If there are any MAC makeup artists out there, they make
I didn't
MAC.
Say MAC makeup artists are horrible, but the two that I met were.
Yeah, no, they're super queenie people.
They were queenie.
Well, you're a male makeup artist.
Yes. Yeah. But obviously they went, I guess they were going kind of, I don't know, I guess do all like, I'm sorry, gay black men want to be MAC makeup artists because RuPaul was like the original MAC.
Was she?
Yeah, she was like in the early 90s, she was the MAC girl.
I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, how did you not know that? Why did you not know RuPaul's history? I'm going to make you read her biography.
The whole 50 pages of it.
I'm sure it's quite good, actually. She's probably, I mean, well, she spent some time in Atlanta.
Oh, that makes it all the better.
Yeah. Could you imagine going out when she was one of the drag queens?
That would have been amazing.
That would have been crazy. Of course, she'd be like 80 years old now. But.
Yeah. They were like the same people saying, like, back in the good days when they had Backstreet open.
Right.
God.
She was probably one of the original Charlie Brown's Cabaret girls.
Oh, wow, yeah. Taking it back before her time.
I know. She's still trying to make it, too.
Charlie Brown.
I feel bad for that old girl.
But she got some money in the last... Anyway, so we're going a little astray here into arcane
topics.
Well,
we don't really have any other topics to go over.
Well, there was no... I had more topic that you put down because it's my topic because you're a self-centered bitch.
I'm a self-centered bitch. Fuck you. What topic? I thought your Snooki was your topic.
No, I got the cussing thing in California.
The what?
The cussing ban in California. So last
week... I don't want to talk about that. That's not even gay.
It's just funny.
Oh, okay.
That's all we get. They're all gay things. I have nothing to talk about. God. I only have so many ex-lovers who have herpes.
Oh, where's Waldo?
Yeah, where is Waldo? He didn't really see his little thing. Like I couldn't see his profile.
Oh yeah, because so you weren't friends with him.
No, so I couldn't see where he lived. Now, obviously I'm on the West Coast, so I can tell by his timestamp.
Oh, speaking about Facebook though, Facebook is crazy.
Well, yeah.
So no, I had an ex-boyfriend email me a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of weird and random. And he was actually from Atlanta. I dated him when I was in Virginia. And then he lives in D.C. now. But
is he always positive?
No.
Oh.
He was never my ex.
Oh,
I've never
right.
slept with that boy.
I get
Lord have mercy.
D.C. people.
Well, I have three D.C. people. Well, now I have three. I used to only have two. But I've only slept with two of them. The one that's positive I haven't slept with.
That feels like good odds.
Right. Good odds,
yeah.
But he mentioned me. And then... I had a very weird friend request the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on.
My great aunt's friend requested me. She is over 90 years old.
She
I don't know her exact age, but she is over 90 years old. And I was like, what in the hell? And I'm a little scared to do it because obviously I don't put like family safe posts up all the time.
No, you can make restricted access to
stuff. You can, but.
It's still going to be weird.
Yeah.
How often will she be on there, though?
I don't know. Well, now she goes on there. That's how my grandmother sees pictures of my nephew. Is she goes on through my great aunt's Facebook because that's where my brother-in-law posts all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts them on Facebook so all his friends and whatever can see.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how she sees all of the pictures.
That's,
isn't that crazy?
I mean, I have aunts and uncles who friend me and I haven't talked to in, like, years.
Yeah.
And that's kind of weird, too.
Well, I have aunts that, like, are my mom's age that I could become. They haven't friend requested me because I haven't really gone to that side of the family yet.
But. Yeah, I try to stay away from family.
Really?
I have a niece, or not, I'm sorry, not a niece.
Cousins. I go through cousins, and then, of course, that eventually is family.
I have like a couple cousins who are friends with me who are, like, I'm not close to any of my extended family at all. Like she friended me, and like it's like it's just weird because like I haven't talked to them in like so long, and like it's just like I don't even obviously even need to talk to you because like we haven't conversed in for years and we have gotten by.
Right.
I don't know, like, and then like one of them's younger, and all she writes about her, like, she's like 19 now, her dumb like drunken like drinking out night with her friends, and like I guess it's like you're 19, whatever, it's cool, but like it's just annoying every time. She's also a hypochondriac, which is annoying to read about her too. It's like I blocked her post now because she posts every day about my head hurts. Oh, I wish my leg didn't hurt. I can't go out today. I'm like, I did the same one time with one of her friends replied back. I commented back. It seems like you're always sick, so and so. I was like, thank God somebody said it. Yeah, and that's basically all. I had the cussing thing, which I thought was kind of funny. I'll briefly say, folks, so last week in California, the legislature there did some kind of referendum or whatever to have a no cussing week in California because, you know, there are no more pressing matters to discuss right now since, you know, they're going bankrupt. And
the fact that they have no money?
Yeah, I mean, they might as well just fuck up now. So, like, it's all because it's, like, high school kids, like, 15 or 16, who's obviously kind of a Poindexter, which I kind of am, too. So, I'm like, even, like, if I think he is, wow. He just doesn't like cussing. And so he, like, did, you know, through reactions, you know, how this bill was sponsored by some, like, legislature person. And because of this, he's now getting, like, it's kind of funny, the article. He got a bunch of responses or whatever, and he's like, oh, great, thousands of people, like, responded to me or whatever, like, I emailed him, how they got an email or something like that, and he's, like, all excited at first, and, maybe people, like, he got positive for him, he goes, well, the first couple were pretty positive, then after that, they got awfully negative, and they used some of those great cuss words in the emails, and then some of them, many of them were death threats. I was like,
I love your little kid boy.
Thank
and
you.
And how it doesn't change, like, at all.
Fuck you, bitch.
It goes up half an octave.
It only goes so high. It's like, well, you can go so nasal.
Right.
No,
I think I'm 100% nasal right now.
Actually, probably the 110. But, anyways, so I found that kind of amusing. Obviously, I don't think they're actually serious about the death threats. Probably just have to fuck around with them. But it's kind of funny.
Did you have to follow up with that? That's not interesting. Really. I don't think they're serious. I don't think the kid's really going to die.
Well, I mean, he might die.
He might. He might get hit by a bus or something.
Maybe.
Way to end it on a good note.
That's this is how the show Torchwood ended. Did you watch Torchwood?
No.
I watched the last season.
I didn't
season
have HBO.
No, it's a BBC program.
I didn't have BBC.
Whatever. anyways, real brief. It's a spinoff of Doctor Who. And has a gay character, like a gay icon in Britain right now. Because he got married he's like one of the first three personal unions there. He's younger, kind of attractive. Anyways,
did they have marriage? I thought they had full blown marriage.
Civil unions.
So. Not at all. Oh.
Anyways, in the episode, the show, like the series, like so un-American, like ends on a really negative down note. Like basically, the characters all die. Except for him. He's like grandson. He kills his grandson or he has to kill him to like save the world or whatever. Actually kind of a comical scene because the little kid like head shakes a lot because he's like channeling energy that kills him because it overflows his body. But his head is like shaking and he's like, kid, shake your head fast. And it looks like hysterical when you watch it. Like I couldn't stop laughing. And I mean, because the show's kind of cheesy, so you can't like.
Obviously, well, Doctor Who is really cheesy.
It's camp on. I mean, Doctor Who's not quite as camp, but it's still pretty camp. But
like, oh, have you seen Legend of the Seeker?
Oh,
the American
no.
show.
Oh, I've heard
the
of
boy
that.
Is super duper hot, but
yeah,
oh my god,
it
is the cheesiest fucking show. I love camp though. Yes, it's still on.
Well, it reminds
it's in,
me
like its third season, I think.
Oh my god, it reminds me of another show I started watching that I've watched. They're all on streaming right now on Netflix. You know, it's no ads. It's a Star show, and I love history, as you know. And so it's a historical drama. I love the show Rome, which is on. If you guys go on HBO and they whatever, it's a good show. And this is a new show on Star. It's called Spartacus. Similar era. Yeah, similar era. Well, like, I read, like, a couple of the early reviews comparing it kind of to the movie 300 or whatever. I was like, oh, this is kind of cheesy. I like 300 for what it is. I'm just saying it's not, like, real hard-hitting drama. So I watched it, and it's, like, super, like, over-the-top gore, like, fake, like, 300 gore.
Right.
Super cheesy, like, the dialogue. It's trying to, like, serious and, like, smart in some areas and trying to, like, funny.
Right.
And it's just, like, just doesn't work. It's horrible.
Well, Star Wars doesn't have any good shows.
This is their first show ever, isn't it?
No, I know that they have one. I don't know if that one came out first or not. But there's another one that they have, and it actually has the late Jane Lynch.
Isn't it? No, she was in it.
No, she's still in it. She was in season two. I haven't seen it because I don't have Stars, but I remember reading that she signed up again for the show. And I forget what it's called.
It's not very good.
It was It's about like a catering, little small catering company in LA. Like they're all trying to become like actors and stuff. And so, I mean, it's a comedy. It has some funny moments in it because I've seen a couple episodes of it, and like, there's some that are like some cute moments that are kind of humorous. But I was surprised Jane Lynch did it after Glee. I mean, because this is after she was like Glee, or like, you know.
Oh yeah.
It's coinciding now at the same time.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
And she re-signed.
Well,
do you
have an idea of Spartacus when the lions, when the guys like meet in the gladiator ring, and they're like, "But what happens if I die or whatever, or something like that?" And the guy's like, "This is the line, I'm not shitting you. My foot will meet your ass in the afterlife." And then they both laugh. I'm like, that's trying to like kind of like periodish kind of, but like be funny. And like, it's like just not working in any level.
Yeah.
At all. It just sounds bad. It's entertaining because it's just so cheesy and in the background. And like, it's so gory. Like, the guy got his head severed off last episode. That's pretty cool.
I love head separation.
It's what it got me off.
Okay. I don't have a comment for that one. I'm sorry.
Anyways, last topic before we go.
I'm going to convince you to do this. It's this Friday. We have to fucking go.
We're not going to end up going. Convince me. I want to eat the fucking Jell-O. What flavor is it?
I don't know.
Is it orange?
I'm sure it's red. It's always red.
We can't know.
Red or green.
Well, no, it's not. No, I was going to say something.
We need to stop doing that.
You do need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
We actually really aren't like that. It's just like, we are, but like not in a real negative way. Like, more like we make fun of everything. Kind of like we do that with everyone.
I guess that's what
we are. Make fun of ourselves.
Right.
My Native American heritage.
yeah, like that exists.
I have, like, I'm like 130 seconds.
Everybody does. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, but I'm above average, bitch. I don't care. Fine.
Anyway.
I don't even
But, yeah, there's, it's, the problem is where it is. That's why I'm not going to be able to convince you to go.
Well, where is it?
The name of the event is literally Latino Jell-O Wrestling.
No, stay right there. That's sad.
Specifically, Latino Jell-O Wrestling.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's at Chaparro.
It's a bunch of like uncut like action.
Do we have to bring that up every episode?
Do we do it every episode?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Now you know my magic like so like it's just like so barren to go.
Raring to go, yes, please. Never mind. I'm not gonna go mean on that one.
Anyways,
on that note, is there any other topics for you to bring up?
I'm down. The Jell-O Wrestling kind of cap it off for me.
The last topic was our best, but all right. Anyways,
do you want to do a Lost update for those Lost fans, or no?
No, we'll cut it out. I mean, they can figure it out.
All right.
We'll wait till next month. I'm sure something big is about to happen.
Yeah,
so.
Basically Lost is kind of primed right now. I can just feel something like that actually
happen. Well, you know,
happen.
The last three episodes are going to be the major episodes where everything happens.
Happen.
So right now,
up.
It's that they've got to build the entire story, and then bam.
Yeah, the mirror of the shit. Okay, folks, well, this is Ben Smurfy and
Rock Jackson signing off.